All right. This is for 6 wins in a row today, Brooke.
All right.
You're going to be taking on massage therapist Julie from Olympia. Julie, where are your hands right now?
Holding my phone.
Oh, I want them on my body. I need a massage so bad.
Me too.
Oh, my God.
What's the massage therapy business like right now?
It's really busy, actually. People coming out of their COVID hiding, you know?
Does somebody touch me? I need human contact.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll pay you.
I'll just pay you to breathe on me. Yeah. That's all. I just need someone close.
Can we just talk?
Yeah.
All right, Julie. We're going to send Brooke out of the studio while that happens. You know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, you can say pass. You have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Your time starts now. Today's International Tiger Day. Are tigers endangered? Yes or no?
Yes.
On this day in 1954, J.R.R. Tolkien published the first volume of what famous Hobbit. Fantasy... What?
Hobbit.
Which European country is known as the Land of Fire and Ice?
Italy.
What color dress does Tinkerbell normally wear?
Blue.
Which Toyota car model is named after a bird, Prius, Corolla, or Tercel?
Tercel.
You got through those pretty quickly. Well done, Julie. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. This is your first time playing with us, so what's an interesting fact that we should know about you?
I once met Meatloaf.
Wait, the guy who sang and, I'll
do anything,
anything
for love.
Oh, my God. My sister loved Meatloaf.
I met him in Seattle at a movie premiere. He did a song in the movie, but I forget the movie. But I remember meeting him.
What was it like? What was Meatloaf like?
He was really nice. Pretty chill, actually.
Oh, I love hearing it when celebs are nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like my favorite.
All right, Brooke, you're up. You ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. Today is International Tiger Day. Are tigers endangered? Yes or no?
Yes.
On this day in 1954, J.R.R. Tolkien published the first volume of what famous fantasy series?
The Hobbit.
Which European country is known as the Land of Fire and Ice?
Iceland.
What color dress does Tinkerbell normally wear?
Green.
Which Toyota car model is named after a bird, Prius, Corolla, or Tercel?
Tercel.
The famous mountain range Matterhorn is depicted in the background of what famous European chocolate bar?
Swiss. European chocolate bar is the Swiss Miss. The Swiss, I don't know.
You eat Swiss Miss as a chocolate bar, Brooke?
I'm a little disturbed. Times are desperate, okay?
They could be right. Yeah. We'll find
milk
out.
Milk and freeze it, and it's delicious.
First, we're going to go to the scoreboard with Jose.
I'm getting re-circumcised. Got a wedding next week. I just want to clean it up a bit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I love Family Guy. You know, just trim the edges a little. Julie, you got two correct today.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
And Brooke, you got four.
I'm sorry, Julie. Sorry for many reasons.
Family Guy.
Let's go over the answers for everybody. Today is International Tiger Day. Tigers, yes, they are endangered.
Wow.
Around 3,900 remain in the wild.
Oh,
on this day in 1954, J.R.R. Tolkien published the first volume of the Lord of the Rings fantasy series.
Yeah, the series is what we were looking for. The start of the Hobbit preceded it, then the series.
Okay.
The European country known as the Land of Fire and Ice would be Iceland. Tinkerbell's dress is normally green. The Toyota car model named after a bird would be a Tercel, which means a male hawk.
Oh.
And the Matterhorn is depicted in the background of the Toblerone bar.
Ah.
Classic.
But if you put Swiss Miss in your mouth and you just let it sit there long enough, it does turn.
Just hope we don't choke.
Sure. Yeah.
Bar-ish.
Yeah, for any listeners who want to try it, go ahead.
Okay.
But, Julie, I cannot give you any money today, but just for playing, you do win a $25 gift certificate to Pizza Hut. Or, if you're lactose intolerant, it's a $25 certificate for immense and unending intestinal trauma.
Oh.
So, you're welcome, or we're sorry. Whichever one works for your situation.
Yeah, you can get wings, too, or salad. You don't have to get the pizza.
No, you are required to eat pizza as soon as you step in the door. So, I don't know, whatever you want to do with that, Julie.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Julie.
All right. We're going to book a massage with you soon. We desperately need it.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yes.
And we'll be back to play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.